This is Andy Marquette. I am joined by my colleague and friend, Joe Bell. We are Women and Words, and this is a podcast about all the shit that goes down on the Women and Words blog and whatever else we think about. Hi, Joe. How are you?
It's also the podcast where Andy yells at me for being inefficient, but that's okay, because yeah, I am inefficient, and I respond well to, you know, direction.
This is what Andy does when that happens, y'all. She goes, are you sure?
Yeah, that's your version of yelling. Oh, hi, how's it going?
Well, friends, I'm on the road again. First trip of the new year. Woo! So that's probably going to be happening a lot this year again. Sorry, whatever. Oh, my God.
You're a traveler.
Oh, God, something. So, anywho, that's why I may sound a little bit different on this podcast, but that's okay. Everything's great. Right, Joe?
It's great. It's totally great. I don't know why you don't, like, take your headset with you.
Because I don't like it. I want to get a different one.
Okay, but until you get a different one.
It's too big. That's the other problem, is that I travel really light, and it's just too big.
Mm. Okay. I'm just going to accept that and move on.
Yeah, it's true, because there was no way that shit was going in my bag out here. Because, I mean, seriously, it's like 1980s style giant ass headset. I definitely need something smaller. I gotta look into it. I don't know. We'll see what I come up with.
I have a giant headset too. Frankly, I like it better than anything else.
Yeah, try to make sure it gets onto a plane okay without getting crushed.
No, I wouldn't want to travel with it. Yeah, I mean, you're obviously right.
So there you go. That's the problem. It's not really a traveling kind of thing. So, I know. If I was driving everywhere, it'd be different. I could just put it in the car, but, you know.
All of these details.
Right? Oh, my God. First world problems, people. First world problems.
It's true.
Jesus Christ. So, anywho, Joe, what's going on? Do you have stories or no?
I have a story, a really good story. You want to hear it?
Yes. Of course we do.
Well, it's not really a story so much as this is the update for my life. But for Christmas, Tara bought me a wood turning lathe, right? You know what that is? Right? And all I want to do now is just hang out in my shop and make wood go spinning around while I chisel off little tiny pieces of it at a time.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Didn't you injure yourself with something like that?
Oh, no, that was with a router. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Which is another tool that, you know, a rotary tool, but it works differently. But it's awesome. I had no idea how, you know, and I'll go out thinking, okay, I can spend like 30 minutes and then I've got to get back to work. And no, like 4 hours later, I realize I'm still there. And now I have like this kink in my shoulder, like right between my shoulder and my neck, you know, where the two connect. Yeah. Yeah.
But still, it's a cool present.
Oh, it's the best present ever. I'm so stoked about it. Super stoked. Super stoked. Tara wins at all things.
Like gifts.
Yeah. Just, she's the best. I mean, she's always the best, but she's especially the best with this.
Mm-hmm. I agree. There's no argument for me. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't argue anyway. You know that Tara's really, you know.
Tara's awesome. That's all there is to it.
Yes. Tara is awesome. She is. Anyway. Oh, and my grandbaby? Fucking the most amazing, beautiful, wonderful thing ever still.
Of course, duh.
I don't know how I managed to get through almost 50 years without, you know, having a grandchild. It's the best thing. I mean, I do know how. Like, there's biology to consider. But still, it's really awesome. And you know how when it's your kid, you like to think that they're, like, super smart and advanced and stuff?
Yes. Like,
he's 2 months old, but I'm convinced that he's absolutely fucking brilliant. So...
Well, duh.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's not true because he's 2 months old, and how can you gauge that? But I don't care. He's super fucking brilliant.
So awesome.
Yeah. I love him.
Yes. And y'all, she sends me pictures, so I get to see pictures.
I do send you pictures because I don't send you nearly as many pictures as there are because I know that would be obnoxious. But I send you pictures.
Get tons of pictures. Okay, so these are good stories. Yay, good stories to start off the new year. This is the first show of 2019.
Yeah. Hey, if you're lucky, sometime in 2019, I'll make you a bowl.
Oh my God, yes! Lay that puppy up.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, it's the best thing ever. I don't know. I seriously should have had one of these. It's like therapy. You just stand there and watch it spin.
I love it. Lathing for therapy.
You travel. I stand and watch tools go around.
I don't, you know, this is stuff that I have to be doing for work and shit. But so it's not like, woohoo, I guess I'll just go travel here this weekend. That's not at all what happens.
Most
of the work related and it's a drag.
Yeah. The work related trips you take, I would not want to take. You're like, you have stressful work.
I'm just like everywhere all the time. Yeah. So.
I watch the wood spin around and around. That's what I do.
I actually would prefer, please.
Mm-hmm. It's really awesome.
Oh my God. Anyway. Okay. All right. So let's jump into this.
Yes, please.
Oh my God. Okay. December 31st, my friends, New Year's freaking Eve. Katie Williamson came by with her year in review. And I love how she starts it. This blog will be a pleasant experience.
So there.
So, God damn it, enjoy it.
Hey, you forgot Aaron.
Oh my God, did Aaron join us this
on the
week?
29th, yeah.
Where's Aaron? I love you, Aaron.
No, wait. Am I doing this wrong?
You did that.
Hold
on.
Yeah,
you did it.
When did we start the week? Aaron blogged on Saturday. We should talk about Aaron first.
Oh, fuck. December 29th.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. We got all thrown off because...
I didn't. You did. I was paying attention.
Thank God. Thank God one of us is paying attention. So Aaron is trying to ring in the new year just before the new year, which mm-hmm. is fine. That's totally cool. Aaron Saluda, one of our readers in residence, and she has a blog titled New Stuff from the Old Year. So she's never really gotten into New Year's. And, you know, if you think about it, it's what makes it a new year. It's just like, you know, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's basically continued, you know, so whatever.
What makes it the next year is that I have to learn how to write a different date on stuff.
That's it, though.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's like, okay, here we go. 2018 continued and next.
Yes.
But anywho, so... Erin's excited because she has found some great authors. And she also, this is really nice, Joe, she gave us a shout out.
I saw that.
For the Hootenanny. Thank you. She was so excited to see that Sam Liddell had her debut novel listed and some lucky readers out there going to get a copy of Rocks and Stars. And this is one of the books that Erin is featuring on this particular blog. So basically, Sam manages to hit a lot of emotions with the story and captures the college coming out experience perfectly. Especially for Erin, as her first experience was less than ideal. I was truly blinded from the possibilities. Oh my God. While reading Rocks and Stars, I wanted to reach into the pages and shake Kyle and just point her in the right direction. And of course, who doesn't want to do that when you're reading a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another new to Erin author. What's this? There are authors she hasn't read?
I know, this is bizarre.
So, wait, I have to, like, I need smelling salts. Hold on.
Where, do you have your pearls?
Oh, my God. Okay, so that author is Patricia Evans Jordan, and Erin found out about her at the LCLC conference held in Palm Springs in October. She has great several stories, but Erin read London, that's the title, as a starting point for her work. She was not disappointed. A second chance romance with a twist of suspense. Sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So fun. And also, Erin has T.B. Markinson up this week. The Chosen One is the book. Have you read T.B. Markinson? I don't know. I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either, but Can we talk about this cover for just a second?
It's kind of cool.
It took me far too long to figure out that those were like three different like faces, not just some goddamn Picasso version of like somebody living a living, breathing Picasso model. Like, it was painful for me to look at, and now I've got it, but I'm just, my brain still keeps jarring on it. But yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's the Chosen One is, I guess the main character here is Ainsley Carmichael, as she navigates a life designed to launch her into the White House. So that could be fun.
Yeah.
Kind of fun read. And we've got Annette Maury's The Dreamcatcher.
Wait, stop. Go back for just a second.
Are we still talking about the Picasso?
No. The title, The Chosen One, made me think about something. Earlier this week, I went to a movie with our friend Blythe Rippon, and I saw The Favorite. Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
But that's similar, right? The Favorite, the Chosen One.
It's so similar.
Yeah, but it has
perfect
Rachel Weisz. Is that how you say her name? Rachel Weisz. I don't know how to say her name. And Emma Stone, I think. And it's all about Queen Anne and these two women who are like.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It was so good, super 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 good and funny, and I love the cinematographic choices, the cinematography, I think that's what that's called. Loved it. I'm doing a shout out. Anyway, has nothing to do with this blog post. Please continue.
But it has the and like, you know, favorite.
Right. It triggered a memory for me, and I, dear listener, as you well know, I chase whatever ball of string rolls past me.
That's just so true. All right. Now back to Erin and her last book. Is this the last one? Yes. Annette Maury's The Dreamcatcher. Annette is with Affinity eBooks. Well, it's Affinity Rainbow Publications now. And it's I haven't read this yet, but I started it, and it's just like, wow, this is really interesting. The concept borders on the edge of the impossible, but it makes her wonder. Erin's like, is the government doing some kind of weird experimentation like this one? So I can't really describe it. You kind of have to like go and check it out, because it's like, golly, Annette, what were you smoking or drinking when you thought that up? That's cool. I want some.
Yes.
So anyway, Annette is just a delightful human being too. So, you know, please read her stuff. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Everything you just said. Annette is really wonderful.
Everything. Well, see, and look, Annette even checked in. Thanks, Erin.
That's because Annette really is truly just, you know, a cool person.
Yeah, truly. And an award winning. So, won awards.
I like her.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, people. Do it. Okay. Thanks, Erin. We really appreciate it. And we hope you have a great new year. Hope you had, even though you don't go in for the celebration stuff so much, I hope that you had a mellow time, and I hope that your new year's awesome.
Me too.
Okay, December 30th, Jove, this was our reminder to people that we have shifted, we have consolidated our empire, and we have shifted our podcast platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk a bit about that?
I don't want to talk about it, because now it's just hurting my head. We talked about this a little bit before we started recording. Dear listener, please forgive the few little hiccups that you're going to find as we're going through this, because please forgive me. But I'm working on it. I think I'm actually going to, I put it on to, Castbox, cause I really like Castbox as an app to listen, but I didn't realize that they don't give you the right code to do an embed on WordPress, and I need to have an embedded player. So I think I'm going to switch it over to Podcast Garden. I know none of you even care about these things that I'm saying, just more of a watch this space.
Yes.
So,
and we will be posting links to the podcast
Yes.
And we are populating on iTunes and Stitcher. It's, you know, it's just taking a minute. It's okay. Don't worry. We're still here.
It's on iTunes. It is. Okay. That one went through, but I'm going to have to change it. Sorry.
Because we have to change the feed now if you're going with a different platform.
So. I have to. I'm so sorry, but I have to. Mm-hmm. I have to.
But anyway, people, don't freak out, okay?
Yeah, no freaking.
No, yeah, whatever. And we'll post the link to presumably this particular show, people will be able to hit the link and listen on CastBox. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. while we're tinkering and trying to get this shifted over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's not that we hate you or that we, you know, it's just, we're just consolidating and trying to figure out what's going to work best. So don't worry.
How this went was Andy said, tell me what we're doing. Tell me how this works. What does this do? What does this do? And I said, oh no, just, it's okay. I got this. Just don't worry. And then, well.
Yeah, here was me.
And that is why Andy worries.
What's happening?
Yes. Yes, no, it's true.
Whatever. Okay, so it's all good. It's all, we're going to get it figured out, friends. Don't worry. Okay. All right. New Year's Eve, Katie Williamson's Year in Review. Remember, this blog is a pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I love that photo she has of Kristen Stewart checking out Kate Blanchett. Oh, my God. Thank you. Okay. And other things that happened in April, Katie celebrated her wedding anniversary. I make a decent wife when I'm not being an asshole.
I think so. Yeah.
My fifth novel, Drawing the Line, was published. It will possibly be the last book in the Cops and Docs series. And it went out with a bang. It's my most divisive book yet.
No good.
And Katie says, I thoroughly enjoy the fact that some readers are scratching their heads and crying foul because it doesn't fit the romance formula or even the second chance romance formula while still selling. Then she says, writers, there's nothing wrong with being different. Shake shit up. If you leave readers affected, questioning, discussing, then your job is done.
I think it's interesting because everybody says they want something different. They don't like the formula, but then as soon as you give them something that isn't the formula, everybody just, like, the world stops. And yes, the photo montage of Kristen Stewart checking out Kate Blanchett is just awesome.
It's the best.
It really, really is. Because there's nothing nothing subtle about it. Like, it's all like, I'm in love with you.
That's right. Right on, case to you. You do you.
Yeah.
Kate, apparently. Oh, my God.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay. Movies that Katie enjoyed through the year. I'm just going to list these. Black Panther, the top of her list. Absolutely. I agree with that one. And other ones, A Quiet Place, Deadpool 2, Hereditary, Infinity War, Ant-Man and Wasp, Solo, Crazy Rich Asians, Love, Simon, and Ocean's 8. And hell, I could go on. Yes, indeedy, we certainly could. So these are some of the things that Katie was enjoying during 2018. And on mm-hmm. the gaming front, only three games stand out for her. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Red Dead Redemption 2, and God of War. And I need to get me some of that Assassin's Creed Odyssey because you can, like, your character can go gay. And so I'm kind of feeling that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think everybody should go gay. Hey, what were your favorite movies? I've got, give me your top three.
I can't.
Okay, but I'm going to give you mine, so you might as well.
Black Panther is definitely one of my absolute all-time faves.
Yeah, it was really good. Is that it? That's all you got?
I have toss-ups and runner-ups, so I could list like 20 or 30, and just I'm not going to do that.
Give me two more. Just
No.
Oh, Jesus, why do you have to be so difficult?
One movie just...
Because
that's it.
You could give me a recommendation and I could, you know, watch a new movie that I really like.
If you haven't seen Crazy Rich Asians, see that one.
I've seen it. It was okay. Okay, so but my top three, and I am going to tell you, my absolute favorite was A Simple Favor. Did you watch that?
Nope.
Oh, you need to. So fucking good. Best movie I've seen in a really, really, really long time. Really, really good.
I don't like movies that make me think.
Oh, no, no. It will make you think in the most delightful way. You need to see it. It's.
I mean, I'm saying this because I fucking go to movies to escape shit.
No, no, it's fun. You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it, Andy. It's not like one of those like heavy, serious things. No, no, no. You should watch it. It'll make you happy. I promise. And if it doesn't make you happy.
We have three different tastes in movies, so I'm not sure about that.
No, that's not true. I like Black Panther. I agree with you on that. But and then The Spy Who Dumped Me. Love that movie. And Ocean's 8. Yeah, I'll put that on my list. That's my
Oh, you haven't seen that one yet. Oh, my God.
I've seen Ocean's 8.
Okay, yeah, that was a great movie. I love that one.
Those are my three. So please, for the love of God, watch A Simple Favor. Your world will be better for it. And if you don't like it, I promise to refund the 90 minutes you spend on it.
Oh my God. Damn it. I like, right. I send you an invoice.
Yeah, you should. You totally should. Movie. I cannot even, I don't think I can afford your hourly rate. So never mind.
Shit. Anywho. All right. So those are some of the highlights for Katie over the year. Thanks, Katie. Mm-hmm. I appreciate those kinds of roundups, actually.
Yeah, and me too. I'm going to
play Assassin's Creed Odyssey, but oh, God, I hardly have time to do anything. Jesus Christ.
If you watch A Simple Favor, you get to watch Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick make out. Don't act just, like that's not wonderful. It's wonderful.
It's just too much stress. I can't.
You have to watch it. It's so good. It's not heavy. It's not serious. It's fun.
Dear listeners, Joe's trying to convince Andy to do something. Andy's really not in the mood to be convinced.
I'm gonna keep.
So she's going to now change the subject and move on to the next blog.
I'm gonna keep pushing. I'm not gonna stop.
That's what's gonna happen. So you know, because right now Andy's on the road and she can't watch movies.
You know,
and then
she's I'm not saying again. Do it
3 days after she gets back from this trip. Then she's on the road again.
I'm not saying you have to do it in the next 2 weeks. I'm just saying your world would be a better place if you did it. All right, moving on.
Moving on to January 1st, friends. Happy fucking New Year. This one is by one of our new bloggers, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's and true.
I feel really bad, but I don't know if she pronounces her first name Anika or Annika.
I've only ever seen that spelling pronounced Annika, which probably means that it's Anika. Just because.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it's Annika.
Okay, Annika Batson joined us and had a really moving story about her Jamaican family and coming out within that context, because Jamaica is a really brutally homophobic place. So she talks about, you know, her experience with that. And now her family is really, really supportive of her. And I love to hear that. I love to see that. But, you know, the story just made my gut clench, because there was her description of her stepfather, you know, talking about how great it was when he and his friends would go and beat gay people up on the street, you know. And, you know, here she is with that within her. And she had some interesting thoughts toward the end. She says, coming out is a big deal, but I massively overlooked how much of a change it is for the people around me. Now, Annika's 20. Mm-hmm. I thought that people should just change, should just love their children unconditionally, because that's what made sense in my head. I didn't realize how lucky I am to have actually had that happen for me. It must have been hard for them, maybe just as hard as it was for me to come out. And I've always said that when someone in a family comes out, that their family comes out too, and maybe in ways that they didn't want to. Mm-hmm. My parents lost a lot of friends. Well, I use friends loosely, because if they were true friends, right, they wouldn't have bailed. But you know, that's neither here nor there. People have motivations for whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I think it was much harder for my mom to come out, so to speak, than it was for me. Because she lived in an incredibly, like, you know, conservative world, surrounded by really conservative people. And she also had this, you know, this underlining tenet forever, her entire world, which is, you know, you don't lie. If you know something to be the truth, you say it. And so here's this woman who knows she has to tell the truth, and yet she has to identify that her baby's gay. That's a tough one. I felt bad for her.
It is tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but I also know lots and lots of people who were literally thrown out of their conservative Christian homes, and they have not reconciled. They built their own families. And that I find, I cannot reconcile that. I have a very hard time with that.
I can't either. And that's just because I grew up in that world. I grew up in that super conservative world with the super conservative mom who was just as fiercely defensive of her children and would throw down with anyone if they said anything negative about me. So, even though I was, you know, the big old gay. There was nothing that could make her stop loving her kids.
Right. There's a really poignant moment in this blog when Annika says that when she was 16, she says, "My mom and I tearfully sat down and she said to me, 'Tell me the truth,'" speaking of what your mom was saying. "At this time, I wholeheartedly believed my mom was going to send me to Jamaica to straighten me out or whatever, and that was scary. But I couldn't lie to her anymore. She doesn't know this, but I had a plan. If she ever found out, I was going to grab the bag that I had packed and find a queer shelter with a friend and hope they never found me. I don't remember exactly what I planned to do after this. When I came out, though, she just nodded and told me that she always knew and that she loved me anyways. I cried and was thankful, but for a little while, I totally did not believe her. I was ready for that seemingly innocent 'We're going to Jamaica now' call, and it kept me on my toes for a while."
Yeah, I can totally see all of that, but it makes me really like her mom because you know that she was struggling with her own belief structure and, the warring parts of it, which is, do you believe in this social edict or do you believe in your love of family and your children? Can I tell you my favorite line from this blog? It says, "I knew I wasn't straight, but I didn't know just how gay I was." I like that. Like, gay happens in degrees.
It kind of does.
Oh,
I
it
mean,
totally does, unless you're straight, right? If you're straight, if you're,
then yeah, you don't have the gay degrees.
yeah, no, if you're straight and somebody does something even a little bit queer, they're gay. Yeah.
Oh my God, Gay by Degrees. That's my new romance novel that
I
I'm
love
going
it. I love it. That's a great title. That could be a band name.
It could totally be a band name. Oh my God. So I really love this blog. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. This is deeply
So
personal
glad.
and emotional, and she's a good one. We added a good one.
We did. Oh, anyway, whew, that got me right in the feels, people, right in the goddamn feels. January 2nd, Carson Tate stopped by, and she has two new book releases this year. Oh my God,
She is a
she's
writing
a
machine.
machine. She's got Practice Makes Perfect, the first of her legal affairs romances, will be out in June. And Leading the Witness, a romantic suspense novel, is due to be released in October. How about that? She's also doing Lexicon in April, GCLS in July, and Women's Week in October, and BoucherCon in late October, early November. God damn, Carson.
She has a life.
She has a total writing life. What is that even like?
I don't know,
Wow.
but she's cool.
She's totally cool.
Yeah,
Thank
when
you.
I grow up, I want to be Carson.
Me too. Maybe someday. But anyway, so stay tuned and see all the things that Carson's up to.
Yes.
Because they are all the things, people. Like all the things. Jesus Christ. All right. On January 3rd, RG Emanuel stopped by with her thoughts on the new year. A lot of people ruminating on the new year. Wonder why.
Because it's a new
It
year.
is New Year, and welcome to 2019. And she doesn't make New Year's resolutions. I don't either. I tend to kind of have like a goal or certain goals that I enact throughout the year. And I was talking. Was I talking to you about this, Joe? That resolutions. Maybe we talked about this on the last podcast where they kind of set you up for failure. Like I'm going to work out 8 times a week or whatever the hell, and then after 2 weeks. You stop and then, oh, I failed. So I'm not ever going to work out again like that.
Well, this year, Noah and Tatiana, which is his best friend who spends all of her time at our house. Anyway, they wanted to do write down like three things that we wanted to do this year, and then we could look at them in 2020 and see, in the next new year and see how we did. Because, you
Oh,
write
cool.
that shit down and then you promptly forget all about it. So, yeah, we'll see.
Well, I like that. Just yeah, things to do.
Yeah.
And 3 things is good because then you don't get overwhelmed. Yeah, I like that. I like
Yeah.
that a lot.
Yeah.
So, but speaking of resolutions, RG has decided she's going to make a resolution.
Oh, Well, okay.
That resolution is she will take a calmer approach to things.
I don't know that I believe that's going to happen.
Oh, she even says this will not be an easy task because the last decade of my life have been very trying, and that's true. Mm-hmm. Every sector of her life has been in constant upheaval or in a holding pattern. And if you've read my blogs before, you'll know that I've lamented about how I felt like I have no control over anything in my life. Frustration is my middle name, but I need to find a way to rein it in.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, frustration doesn't hurt anybody except you.
Yeah.
I mean, it rolls around in your gut and makes you, you know, a tense, awful mess. And, you know, as somebody who carries all of my stress right there in my gut, I get it.
Yep. Yes. So that, you know, as a resolution, I wholeheartedly approve this message.
Mm-hmm. Is she going to take up, like, meditating or something?
I don't know. There was someone commented in the comments that, you know, that's an option. RG has tried meditation, but it's difficult for her, shall we say.
Oh, I can't meditate either.
So, there are all kinds of things you can do to try to get you into that zone. One of the things I do if I'm having a really stressful day is there's this, you're going to laugh, there's this website, and it's, I think it's called something like 2 minutes of calm. And all it is you click to this website and it's a picture of the ocean and you hear ocean sounds.
And like you stare at it for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Hey, if that works for you, I'm in favor of. I'm not gonna really laugh at you for finding a way to.
It kind of helps in the middle of my, if I'm having like a really stressful day, I'll do that. And
yeah.
It really, you know, and all you have to do is just focus on the sound of the ocean and nothing else. And so that kind of helps me get into sort of a brief meditative state. So I don't know. Something like that might help her. I'll suggest it.
You see, that would drive me absolutely fucking nuts. I would spend those 2 minutes yelling at myself to go do something. You have so much to do. You're so stressed out. Just do something, damn it. That's how that would go for me. 2 minutes of ocean frustration. But that's the whole thing is you have to find.
The website is called Do Nothing for 2 minutes. And the thing is, you go and you leave it on for 2 minutes. And if you can't make it the full 2 minutes, it tells you, okay, try again.
Yeah.
Do nothing, friends, for 2 minutes. That's the website. Do nothing for 2 minutes.com.
No, I'm gonna watch the wood spin for 2 minutes. That'll work for me.
Okay, that's good. Whatever. Just take 2 minutes. Don't do anything but let your mind wander around.
It's pretty awesome.
So that's one of the things I found that helps me during my days. Because, man, there are days I'm just like, God damn it. What the actual fuck? So.
Agreed. Yeah. What the actual fuck?
And today, dear listener, I didn't think it was my day to blog.
That's my fault.
It was my day to blog. Whatever. What I was going to do was tell everybody that Les Geek Out, my fangirl podcast with Lise McTague, we have moved platforms, and we are now populating on iTunes, and Stitcher is getting there. We are on a new platform, but I will also be posting, you know, when I do a Fangirl Friday blog, I'll post, like, links to our podcast, so you can find it. And, yeah, we're working on, we're working on Women in Words. It's just taking a minute to get the platform squared away and to populate. So sorry about that. Oh my God. But we are still doing it. And thanks for your patience. Love ya. Mwah.
So there. So yeah. Hey, can I share something I just found? I got this message on Facebook from a friend and I don't ever check Facebook. So the fact that I've even looked is amazing. Cause I'm still looking at, while you're talking, I'm looking at podcast stuff. I know. I'm a bad friend. Anyway, listen, can I read this to you? Because it's amazing.
Okay.
It's really nice. It says, Dear Jove, I just wanted to send you a quick note to say thank you for your friendship, your support, your sharing of your coolest kid ever, that's Noah, and your many kindnesses throughout the year. They are all noticed and deeply appreciated. I wish you and the family an extraordinary 2019. I hope we meet in Pittsburgh, and if not, somewhere along the road of life soon. Isn't that wonderful? That's just beautiful.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
God.
I wish that I was that, you know, eloquent.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that nice. Yeah, oh my God. I do wish I was that nice. But, you know, we need to keep all of our goals in the realm of, you know, realistic. There's nothing that says I would be able to, you know, match that.
That's so nice, though.
That was really nice. It made me smile.
Maybe that's a goal that everybody should have this year, is to tell somebody something nice.
Yeah. Tara went through this thing a few years ago where she would send out, like, every, I don't know, I think it was like once a week, she would send out, like, in the actual physical mail, so somebody would go to their mailbox and get this, like a card that included, hey, thanks for being a part of my life, and, you know, here are the things I appreciate about you. It's a little weird, a little excessive, but she got some, you know, it made some people really happy. I think you got one of those, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was yeah. nice.
So, I don't think I did. I think that says something, too, right there. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
But,
oh my God, it's hilarious.
Anyway, sorry. I am so far off track these days. Why do you even let me talk anymore?
It's, well, you know, we had December. The Hootenanny always just fucks everything up. Because it throws us off our regular schedule. And it's just, really, it's crazy. And we literally focus on that for 12 days. And I mean, it defines our evenings. It defines the days.
Well, and it's not even that it does it for 12 days. It's, you know, it's right now I'm thinking about, you know, Hootenanny 2019.
Oh,
so
stop it.
I know, but I can't help it.
We have a few months and people, we'd start gearing up the end of September. So this thing actually is like a 3-month event. And it's, yeah, it just fries our brains. We're just fried. And then
it's
the new
true.
Year starts and we're like, I don't know, like a breathy, whatever. So that's what's happening. Okay. That's, you know,
it's,
we'll get through it.
It's awful.
We'll push through it somehow. Please have patience.
Please. Please.
Oh, God, anyway. Shit. Okay. All right. Well, that's it. That's what I got. What about you?
I don't know that I should still be allowed to talk. I need to get off of here so I can figure out this whole podcast thing, because now, whatever. It's giving me fits. I've never had this much problem setting something up before. I've done all this before in many different platforms. And this one thing that I said I could do with no problem is making me want to throw my computer into the street. So
kind of a dick.
It is being a dick in so many different ways. Like, I thought I found a solution, and I don't think I did find a solution. So, and that's like the fourth solution I thought I found. So I'm just gonna keep moving on. Yeah.
So please, friends, bear with us. We'll get it.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. This has been Women in Words. I'm Jove Bell here with Andy Marquette. You can find us online at womenwords.org. Please, please, please like, subscribe, leave a review. Tell people why you like us, because that helps the other lesbians of the internet to find us. Until next week, thank you for listening.